גמר חתימה טובה, שתהיה שנה טובה ומבורכת, שימלא הקדוש ברוך הוא כל משאלות לבכם לטובה, בבריאות, בברכה, וכל טוב. Every year in Yom Kippur, in Tfilat Musaf, we say all Seder HaAvodah. Exactly the schedule of the Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim. From early in the morning, every step, what he do in this special day, when he walk into Kodesh HaKodeshim, when he tovel, when he change the bgadim, every details, exactly what the Kohen Gadol make in Bet HaMikdash. When we end, we say to ourselves, we only can dream about what happened, and to pray to see this in Mirtzeh Hashem soon. And Chazal understand exactly our feeling after to say all Seder HaAvodah with all the details, and we really feel we miss a lot. Spontaneously, we say Slichot. After Seder HaAvodah, you can check in the Machzor, we say Slichot. And the famous Slicha, what we say immediately after, the name of the Slicha is Ele Ezkera. Ele Ezkera, this is special Slicha, what spoke about 10 Arugei Melucha. 10 top leaders in Am Israel, what the Kaisar kills them. Why? His Chazal tells us, in front of us, in the second paragraph, כשברא הקדוש ברוך הוא את האילנות, גברו וגברו וגדלו עד למאוד. And הקדוש ברוך הוא create all the trees, the growing, ושמחו שמחה גדולה. כיוון שברא הקדוש ברוך הוא את הברזל, נעצבו. אמרו, אוי לנו שברא הקדוש ברוך הוא ברזל, הקוצץ אותנו. When you have the metal, we can cut pieces from the tree. וכן ישראל, שאלמלא שלמדו לקיסר תורה, לא היו באים לידי כך. Now, חזלתי על זה. פעם אחת היה יושב ועוסק בתורה. זה קיסר, sit and learn תורה, somebody teach him. הוא מצא כתוב וגונב איש ומחרו, מות יומת. Somebody steal somebody else. The din is חייב מיטה. הלך ותח הבית כולו בנעליים, if you can put line, ודבקם בקטלים. זה קיסר, feel all his palace, maybe I say this בעל פה, he feel all his palace with shoes, and he invited few גדולי ישראל to his house, to his palace. שלח אחר רבן, שמעון בן גמליאל וחבריו, ואמר להם, he asked them, מי שגנב איש מבני ישראל, והלך ומחרו, מה דינו? אמר לו, חייב מיטה. אמר להם, אם כן, אתם חייבים מיטה, קבלו על עצמכם דין שמיים. They say to him, what kind of wrong thing we do in our life, what you need to punish us with מיטה. He say to them, I learn, גונב איש ומחרו, you teach me what is ההלכה, מות יומת. The brothers sell Yosef, and nobody pays a price when they, from the time when they make this major mistake. And now I feel this is the right time, and you will pay the price. They say to him, why we need to pay the price of the mistakes of the brothers of Yosef? The Kaisar say to them, I don't know a lot about Yiddishkeit, but what I feel is, you, special people, and you compare to the brothers of Yosef. Shkulim ke'achei Yosef. Chazal continue and say, he say to them, probably you want to ask me why in the walls of the palace you see so many shoes. Normally, in any palace of every king, we can see nice pictures, not shoes on the wall. The answer is, when the brother, this also I learned, the Kaisar say to them, when the brother threw Yosef to the boar, they take everything, his pants, his shirt, the boar full with nachashim ve'akrabim. when he sees a snake, he's in shock. Sometimes, when person in shock, this changed completely his face. And Yosef believed he go to die soon, and he's so scared and in shock, all his face changed completely, and he looked very ugly. When the brothers take him from the bow to sell him to the Ishmaelim, they say, this kind of person would look so ugly, we will pay maximum 20 shekel, 20 kesef. Because who will pay more for him? We're going to sell him later to somebody else. If we will get back same amount of money, we're lucky. We not believe we can get a little bit more. And the brothers sell Yosef for 20 kesef. This was the Torah say, black and white. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Yosef now stay with nothing. No pants, no shirt. Ech yamod tzadik kaze arum lifnei abriot. It's Gabriel, in miracle way, come to Yosef and give him pants and shirt. Immediately the brother come and say, 1 minute, this below to us. The Ishmaelim come and say, no, no. This happened in miracle way, yes, but after the deal take place. This shirt and pants below to us, they start to argue. After they argue, they come to compromise. The Ishmaelim pay other extra 4 set of shoes to the brothers. Adahu dechtiv, this is what the posuk say, al mochram bakesef tzadik ve'evyon ba'avur na'alaim. This pasuk in Amos. Al mochram bakesef tzadik. In the beginning, they get 20 shkalim, 20 kesef. And later, ve'evyon ba'avur na'alaim. And this is the reason why I put on the wall of the palace shoes to show you, I know exactly all the details what happened in this time when the brothers sell Yosef. And now the time take place what you will pay the price of the mistake of the brothers. This what Chazal say to us in the second paragraph. You can see this later inside. I translate this to English, I hope. And they say to him, okay, but we want 3 days to check if this is gzera min ha-shamayim, nekabel aleinu din shamayim. The kesar say, no problem, I have a lot of respect to you, you know, you need 3 days, bakasha, you have 3 days. My first question is, why the shoes take so much space in Mechiras Yosef? Why Chazal mentions the shoes again and again? Why is the pasuk in Amos say, al mocham bakesef tzadik ve'evyon ba'avur na'alayim? When Chazal give us midrash, is not stories what Ima or Abba say to the children before they go to sleep. This something what can teach us lesson all the generations from the moment when Chazal wrote this midrash is what exactly Chazal want to teach us with all these details again and again about the shoes what the brother get when they sell Yosef. This is our first question. The second question, Chazal continue and tells us in the midrash, Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol mention the Shema Mefurash, and he have gilui from Shamayim, what this is really gzera min ha-shamayim. This is also the decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Satan, the evil, come and say to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look what happened. You dayan emet, poel emet, from the time that the brothers sell Yosef, nobody pays a price. Nobody get any punish. Now somebody need to get punished. Kodesh Baruch Hu say yes. When they know this is Gzera Min HaShamayim, Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol returned to his Chaveirim, and when he met them, Chazal say in paragraph 4, I don't want God to read everything, but go from the end of the page up. 4 lines up, Rabbi Ishmael ורבן שמעון בן גמליאל בן זוגו היו שמחים ומתאבלים. מתאבלים משמאל שנכנסה עליהם איתה משונה. When the earth, this is גזירה מן השמיים. They feel very sad because they know they're going to die soon. ושמחים ומרקדים מימין על שהבטיחם הקדוש ברוך הוא שהם שקולים כבני יעקב. They compare to the brothers of Yosef, the children of Yaakov. ולא עוד, אלא שאמר להם הנשיא בשמחתם, אלוהי ישראל יקבל נפשותינו קורבן, לעשות מהם נקם ברומי הרשעה, נגילה ונשמחה בשמחת כינור ועוגב, now if you can put line, והיו יושבים ועוסקים בהלכות פסח. חזל, say to us, when all the חברים of רבי ישמעאל, כהן גדול, understand this is גזרה מן השמיים, they sit and learn הלכות פסח. My second question is, what is relevant for us to know what exactly they learn in the time when they find this is גזרה מן השמיים? If they learn הלכות פסח, or they learn הלכות שבת, or many other הלכות. This is the two questions that I would like to raise, and we will see בעזרת השם something פלאים. What I believe will change completely all the tefillot, what we're going to pray in this coming Yom Kippur. We will walk step by step, and we will try to explain this בעזרת השם clearly. Is again short and clear. Question number one is, why the shoes in Mechirat Yosef take so much space in Chazal and also in the Pesukim? When the brothers sell Yosef, they get 20 kesef plus 4 set of shoes. What is relevant for us? בכלל, 4 set of shoes. Who will use this kind of shoes? Probably they don't go to use the shoes in rotation. The brothers, when they sell Yosef, the 10 brothers together. I understand if the Ishmaeli will give them 9 set of shoes. Everyone get new shoes, fine. They get something extra. But who will use this 4 set of shoes? This is question number 1. And question number 2 is, why important to us to know when they find this is גזרה מן השמיים, they sit and learn הלכות הפסח. These two questions, to answer these two questions, we will walk step by step to this parasha, to this sugya. When we look in the Torah, we find in the house of the Avot and the Imaot, they argue many times. Saba and Safta, Abba and Ima. Sarah and Abraham argue about Ishmael. And Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Abraham, listen to your wife. Kol asher tomar elecha Sarah, shema bekola. Yitzchak and Rivka argue about Esav. Who's supposed to be to get the broches? And again, Ima tzodeket. Rivka sends the right son to accept the broches. Yaakov. Yaakov and Rachel also argue. But the argue between Yaakov and Rachel is different. Between Yitzchak and Rivka, Sarah and Abraham, the Torah spend many psukim about the argue what they have. And we can see this clearly in the psukim. About Yaakov and Rachel, the Torah spend only one posuk, maybe less, about the big argue what they have. And the posuk is, in paragraph 5, when they land in Eretz Israel, and thank God, Rachel has the second child, and the midwife say to Rachel, אל תראי, פסוק י' ז', כי גם זה לך בן, you have other son, פסוק י' ח', והיא קצת נפשה כי מתה, ותקרא שמו בן עוני, ואביו קרא לו בנימין. רחל, before she closed the eyes, few minutes after she gave birth, she said to the midwife, please, say to the father of this baby, in the Brit Milah, 8 days from now, he will give him the name בן עוני. And the midwife say, no question, I will do this. And in this moment, Rachel closed the eyes and she died. 8 days after, the Brit take place and Yaakov give him other name, Benjamin. Why? He loved so much Rachel. All his life he worked for Rachel. He tried to do everything for Rachel. What she asked him, this is one time in all the life, what Rachel asked him something. And she said to him, before she died, give to this baby the name Benoni. Why Yaakov refused to give him the name Benoni? Why give him the name Binyamin? Because Yaakov and Rachel have big argue about the future of Am Israel. Yaakov feel, we land now in Eretz Israel, this is one-way ticket. Why? Kodesh Baruch Hu say to my grandfather, Abraham, דור רביעי ישובו הנה. 4 generations from Abraham, they will return to Eretz Israel. Abraham, יצחק, יעקב, now the children is 4 generations. This is one way ticket to Eretz Israel. Rachel say to him, I'm sorry. You have a big mistake. It's not one way ticket. Am Israel will leave Eretz Israel. Am Israel will have difficult time. Elat tears, elat aninut, avilut. It's not so poshut. יעקב, wake up. You don't look in reality way on the life. And she want to explain this to Yaakov clearly. She say, please, give the name of this baby Ben-Oni. Why? Because if Am Israel will stay in Galut, when Am Israel will have difficult time, they will understand this is part of the process. This is not we going out to Galut, one-way ticket. No, chas v'chalila. We have galut and other galut and difficult time, and one day in the future we will return to Eretz Israel for good forever. From this reason, she want the name of this baby is Ben Oni. Oni is mean Elat Aninut. When somebody die before we bury him, the condition in this time is Aninut. Very, very difficult, sad moment. Give him this name. Yaakov say, no way. The name of this baby is Ben Yamin. Only Yamin. It means we don't have small. What happened to the small? Is Rashi say, in the Pasuk, Yemincha Hashem nedari bakoach, Yemincha Hashem tiratzev, paro gav six, Rashi say, שתי פעמים, כשישראל עושים רצונו של מקום, השמאל נעשית ימין. Is the name of this baby is Ben Yamin. I still believe, Yaakov say, we will stay in Eretz Israel for good and forever. And again, אמא צודקת. It's take not so long. The brothers start to fight with Yosef. The brothers sell Yosef. All the story everybody know from Sefer Bereishis. And when all the brothers land in Egypt, including Binyamin, what Yosef see him first time, he ask him, tell me a little bit about your family. And Binyamin say to him, paragraph 7, Rashi brings this. Shalom. He asked him, יש לך אח מהם? You have a brother from your mother? אמר לו, אח היה לי, ואיני יודע איכנו. He disappeared. יש לך בנים? אמר לו, יש לי 10. אמר לו, ומה שמם? אמר לו, בלה, בחר. אמר לו, מה טיבן של שמות הללו? Explain me the names, what you give to your children. 10 children, 10 names. אמר לו, כולם, על שם אחי והצרות אשר מצאו. Every name what I give to my children, remember me, my brother, what he disappeared, and I hope one day in the future to see him. And he explained name by name. בלה שנבלה בין האומות. He disappeared in some place, I don't know where. בחר שהיה בחור לאמי, he's my old brother. Et cetera, et cetera. חופים שלא ראה חופתי ולא ראיתי אני חופתו. He not stay in my wedding, I don't stay in his wedding. Etc. When Yosef heard this, he cannot hold himself, and he start to cry, and he say, I am Yosef, and he fall off the shoulder of Binyamin. If I will ask you, why Yosef crying? You will say to me, what does it mean, why? He see Binyamin first time, after over 20 years. Binyamin don't involve with all the other brothers in this terrible mechira, what they sell Yosef. He have 10 children every minute in his life, when he mention one of the name, he say one of the name, this remember him, his brother. Yosef heard this, he cannot hold himself. have deep feeling to his brother. Come Rashi and say, מה פתאום? You know why Yosef crying? ויפול על צווארה פרוגרף 8, על צווארי בנימין אחי ויף, פרוגרף 9, רשי אקספליין, ויפול על צווארי בנימין אחי ויף, על שתי מקדשות שעתידים להיות בחלקו של בנימין, וסופם להיחרב. You know why he crying? Because he say, אוי ואי, my brother בנימין, in the future, in his area, in ארץ ישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא will build בית המקדש, and בית המקדש is will destroy it, now I crying about this. קמז שפת אמת, and say, רבי יוסף, יוסף הצדיק, הרב יוסף, with all the respect, what going with you? Where is your feeling to your brother? You so cold person? Look what happened. בנימין come and say to you exactly about his life, about his children, about you. And now this is a time to cry about בית המקדש. מה הולך פה? קם זה שפת אמת and explain, פלאי פלאים. יוסף have one mission. The father sent them over 20 years ago and say to him, please unit the family. Bring all the family together. And Yosef know he needed to fill this mission. In the situation what he stay in Egypt. And when the brother come to buy food and go back to Eretz Canaan, he know he have only one way to bring all the brother together. To make them problems and shtick and problems again and again. And to separate Shimon from all the brothers. And to send them to bring Benjamin. And all the details, what everybody know about the brothers and Yosef. Because he know only in this way the brother will come together. Because sometimes people stay in difficult situations, they give shoulder to each other. And they wake up, and they get different perspective of the life. And his work, and Yosef hold himself, the Torah say twice, ויתפק יוסף, ויתפק, he try again, and he succeed, but from some reason, in the last moment, we don't know why, the Torah come and say, ולא יוכל יוסף להתאפק עוד. He cannot hold himself. He's supposed to be. To hold himself as a few minutes. He cannot. Yosef say, Oy vey. I don't feel my mission completely. This means the brothers is not completely together. And if in the foundation, if Am Israel is not unit completely, oh-ho, this will affect the future. And Bet HaMikdash will destroy it. Yosef have a lot of feeling to his family. Yosef never want to make them all the shtick, but Yosef have mission to unit the family. And he know only he can make this. And he know he's with a lot of pain, what he have, what the brother have, what Abba have, but he know for sure this is the right thing to do. It's no question. But because in the last moment, from some reason, he cannot hold himself, he say, Chaval, I don't feel my mission completely. And he start to cry. About what happened in the future. One of the halachos, what we keep every year, because Churban Bet HaMikdash, in Tisha B'Av, we take out our shoes. Why we need to take the shoes in Tisha B'Av? Not only this. Why when somebody sits Shiva, Rachmon Elitzlan, he also takes the shoes. I understand he ripped the suit. He don't take shower. He don't shave. He show us he really feels sad about the big mess, about the big lost what he have. I understand. But why we need to take the shoes? You know why? Because shoes in the Jewish life have special status. Every morning we say broche about the shoes. And the broche is she'asali kol tzorki. When we dress, we say Malbish Arumim. When we have the shoes, we say She'asali Kol Tzorki. Why? Because shoes help us to run, to travel, to walk from one place to other place quickly. When we don't have shoes, we stuck. We cannot move from one place to the other place. It's very dangerous sometimes to walk in the street if you don't have shoes. His shoes is tzorech, is help me. When somebody, Chas v'chalila, passed away, we say to the relative, come down, don't run, sit 1 week in some place, see what you lose, Ask yourself how you can continue to feel, to try to bring the relative what passed away to your life from now, Allah, to the future. Is we say to the person, we say to us in Tisha B'Av, take the shoes, come down. Because when we take the shoes, we cannot run. We need to stay in one place. And this helps us to understand what's going. We're not busy with many other things. This is one aspect why we take the shoes. Other aspect why we take the shoes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us, our name is Adam. Adam comes from Adama. Adam is not only man. Zachar u'nekeva bara otam, vayikra shmam Adam. Man and woman together, this is Adam. It comes from Adama. We need something what split, what separate between us to Adama. Because we not relate to the Adama. We relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody walk all the time, he don't have shoes, it means he connect himself to the Adama. It's not good. Person not connect himself to Adama, it means this happened after he passed away. We put him in the Adama. It's from this reason we need all the time something got split between us to the Adama. When somebody sees Shiva, we say to him, take out your shoes. Yes, connect yourself a little bit to the Adama. Remember, this is exactly what will happen to you. Not today, after 120. Exactly same is wake up, try to do the right thing in your life. This is, on one end, why we take out the shoes when somebody in Avelut, when we, Am Israel, in Tisha B'Av in Avelut. But in other end, we take out the shoes in other place. Where? In Bet HaMikdash. We also we take the shoes. Why we take the shoes in Bet HaMikdash? Pashut. Because when somebody walk into his house, what he do? He takes the shoes. Or you have nale bayit, or you don't have any shoes. Because when I walk to the house, I feel very happy. If I can't stay all the day, givaldik. I cannot. I need to do this and this. Everybody need to do many things. And we need to leave the house in the day for hours and to come later back. But when I take out the shoes, it means I show I want to stay in this condition. If I can't stay, it makes me happy. It's when I come to Bet HaMikdash, this is our big house, Bet HaMikdash. But I cannot stay in Bet HaMikdash long time because we have long line from Shaar Yafo. Everybody would like to walk into Bet HaMikdash. Is how long I can spend in Bet HaMikdash? 10 minutes, 5 minutes. And this time when I stay in Bet HaMikdash, I take out my shoes. And this represents, if I can, I stay in this place all the time. This is the two aspects of to take out the shoes. And from this reason, Pilei Pilaim, when Moshe Rabbeinu met HaKadosh Baruch Hu first time, in the sne, what he say to him, Sh'al na'alecha me'al raglecha. Take out your shoes. Moshe Rabbeinu say, why? I know, I'm not supposed to be to take the shoes. It's not good to take the shoes. He say, in this place, yes. Why? Ki ha'makom asher ata omed alav, admat kodesh. In only place, we can connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only through the head, also through the leg. This is a little bit to understand how shoes is important and what is what stay behind this broche she'asa li kol tzorki, what relate to the shoes. Now, what we learn from this, shoes can help us to walk and to help to each other. Shoes can take me and from each other. I can run away and not to give my shoulder, not to give my help. And in other end, I can use my shoes to go, to run, to help. For example, the Torah comes and tells us, paragraph 12, ki yishvu achim yachdav, umet echad mihem, veben en lo. Young couple, the husband, chas v'chalila passed away, he don't have children, uben en lo, lo tiyeh eshet amet achutza leeshet zar. His wife, not married to anybody else, yevama yavo aleha ulekachalo leisha v'yivma. The brother need to give name for his brother what passed away. He need to marry his wife. He's mean he need to help to his brother. But sometimes he say, I don't want. When he say, I don't know, I don't want. Pasuk tet, paragraph 12. V'nikshay v'imto elav, le'ene azkenim, v'chalca na'alo me'al raglo, v'yarka b'fanav, v'anta v'amra, kacha yaseh la'ish, asher lo yivne et bet achiv. V'nikra shmo b'Yisrael, beit chalutz anal. This is chalitza. Why in chalitza we take the shoes of the brother who don't want to make Ibum? Because he's supposed to be to help to his brother, to build his name, to marry his wife, and the first child what they will have to give the name of his brother. It's good for both of them, for his wife and for himself. He don't want to do this. He ran away from his brother. It's from today he have new title. And the new title what he have from today is what? Bet Chalutz Anal. This is shoes what people use to run away and not to help. But in other end, we know Avraham Avinu, when he go to save the life of his nephew, Lot, in this big war, and when he come back, Melech Sdom say to him, I want to pay you about what you helped me. Take everything. And what he say to him, paragraph 13, in Michut ve'atzroch na'al. I don't want to take from you anything. His Chazal say, in Michut ve'atzroch na'al, nitan lebanav, chut shel zeorit, shaya malbin beyom ha-kippurim. In Bet HaMikdash, we have the chut shel zeorit al ha-mizbeach, when we send Seir ha-mishtaleach. This come because Avraham Avinu, what he ran to help to who? To his nephew, what stay completely in wrong way, but he go to save his life. Is what we learn from this is, shoes can help me to help, to run to help, or chas v'chalila, to run away and not to help. Im kacha, now is pilei plaim. Chazal come and tells us, Mechirat Yosef. We find this in few places. Here, for some reasons they don't have the Hebrew, they wrote this in English, as I can speak in Hebrew. Okay? Mechirat Yosef, we find, take place when? In Yom Kippur afternoon. You can look in paragraph 15. In Yom Kippur afternoon, Mechirat Yosef take place. Im kach, Leozen Shomat is unbelievable. What is the name of the tefillah? What end the special day of Yom Kippur? Ne'ilah. Why the name of this tefillah is Ne'ilah? We not find this name by any other holiday. Only Yom Kippur. Because soon I go to have the shoes what I leave in my house for 24 hours. What kind of shoes I go to use now? Shoes of Tavshin Sabechei. What sometimes I run away, I don't want to help not my parents, not my brother, not my friend, not anyone. Or maybe other shoes, but in this year, I will try to help more and to give shoulder and to come more sensitive to other people. This is Tfilat Ne'ila, before I go to use my shoes, my na'alayim, again, I need to decide with myself what kind of shoes I want to have. This is Mechiras Yosef. When the brother sell Yosef, the Ishmaelim say, wow, it's terribly. Brother sell brother, how this can happen? We don't see this before. And what they give to the brother is four set of shoes. And the Maharal explain, four set of shoes represent, number four represent Arba Kanfot Haaretz, Arba Ruchot Hashamayim, separation. This is the reason why the shoes take so much space in Mechirat Yosef, and you will find this also in this Ele Ezkera, this Slicha, what we say in Yom Kippur, in the Machzor, after Seder HaAvodah in Musaf. Now we understand very well when Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol say to all his Chaverim, this is Gzera Min HaShamayim. We need to accept this Gzera. As Chazal come and say, what is sit and learn? Ilchot HaPesach. What is so important to teach us is sit ilchot, to learn Ilchot HaPesach. Because the unique about Pesach is number one, we not broke anything. Ve'etzem lo tishberu bo. Pesach is holiday of unity, what we bring everybody together. Pesach is holiday what na'alechem beraglechem, the Torah come and say to us. Some people celebrate Pesach one day in the year. Some people 7 days in the year. And some people all the year. All the life, all the perspective of the life, what they have, life of Pesach, life of unity. This, what Chazal come and teach us. And this make all this Asara, Rugei Melucha, this Gdolei Ador, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshuvav, Rabbi Yehuda, and many other, what we mention all the names in this Slicha, this explain to us clearly why they pay the price, because they're really equal to the brothers of Yosef. They show in their life what is mean unity. מוריי ורבותיי, how we do this? How we really, in very practical way, can change a little bit our personality and to love more other people and to give shoulder in more easy way. How we do this? The answer is, we say in Rosh Hashanah and we say again in Yom Kippur, ובבן הנעקד ישבית מדנינו. הזמין בזכות עקדת יצחק, הקדוש ברוך הוא, change the din. From din to רחמים. What is unique in עקדת יצחק? What is special in עקדת יצחק? It's unbelievable. When you look in the פסוקים of עקדת יצחק, ויהי אחר הדברים האלה, והאלוהים נישא את אברהם, ויאמר אליו, קח נא את בנך, את יחידך, אשר אהבת, את יצחק, את סדרה, את סדרה. We know all the פסוקים. You find 9 times the Torah mentions the name, בנך, בנו, בני, 9 times to show us how deep relationship אברהם and יצחק have. Very, very close to each other. But in the same time, when Abraham takes Yitzchak by himself, not with Ishmael and Eliezer, and he starts to travel to him, with them, to Har HaMoriah, the Pasuk says, ואני והנער נלכה עד כה, ונשתחווה ונשובה עליכם. אני והנער, וואי נער. אני ויצחק, אני ובני. Moreover, later, when מלאך השם stop אברהם in the last moment before he kill ישויכת יצחק what he say to him אברהם אברהם אל תשלח ידך אל הנער וואי נער אל תשלח ידך אל יצחק אל בנך you know why נער because when אברהם אבינו return after he saves the life of Lot he comes the hero of all the world everybody have tremendous respect to him wow what he do And Abraham Avinu feel very sad. Kosh Boko said to him, Avraham, what happened to you? Why you feel very sad? He said, I know you make for me so many miracles. Maybe all my credit, what I have, I use. Kosh Boko said to him, don't worry. אל תירא, שכרך הרבה מאוד. You deserve a lot. Abraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, say again HaKadosh Baruch Hu, שכרך הרבה מאוד. I don't understand what this means. What you want to give me? Other 1,000 כבשים, עיזים, פרים, is not relevant. If I don't have children, if I don't have future, what is mean שכרך הרבה מאוד? אנוכי הולך ערירי, ובן משק ביתי ודמשק אליעזר. What is mean שכרך הרבה מאוד? And next פסוק, ויאמר אברהם, אין לי לא נתת זרע, ובן ביתי יורש אותי. Why אברהם אבינו says this twice? He not say it twice. First he say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I not understand what you say to me. שכרך הרבה מאוד, if I don't have children, is mean I don't have future, I don't have anything. But not only this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have 1 minute, give me to explain you. From the moment when we know to each other, and I travel to Eretz Israel, in Eretz Israel, all the time, I try to explain to everyone, everything what we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us, We never cannot give him because he's not below to us. What we can do is only to give him back. Only to give him back. It's not we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I try to show this, to explain this to everyone. Melech Sdom come and say to me, I give you everything. I say, say again, everything? I don't take from you anything. You don't give me. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give me. You know what this means? All the kings stay. around Avraham Avinu, and Melech Sdom say to him, what you want, you can take. And say, I give you. He say, you don't give me anything. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me. Unbelievable Kiddush Hashem what he do. You and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see this. I want to show this also, not only about money, about property, about children. If you will give me son, I will show this is not my son. This is your son. Give me, and any time, from the moment when you will give me, when you will want, I will show this to you. Next pasuk, Kodesh Baruch Hu say to him, ויוצא אותו החוצה, שא עיניך השמיימה, אני פרמסם, כה יהיה זרעך. אברום, עיר אפטר, אב יצחק. שרה קם פרגננט, אין ברוך השם יצחק בורן. 37 years after. קודש ברוך הוא, קם תו אברום אבינו, and say to him, קח נא את בנך, את יחידך, אשר אהבת, את יצחק, ועלהו על אחד הערים, לעולה על אחד הערים אשר אומר אליך. אברהם אבינו understand, now this is the time what you need to show the child what he have with Sarah after 52 years, what they look for children is not below to him, not below to Sarah, is the child of הקדוש ברוך הוא. אברהם אבינו go to the עקדה. And the Torah come and say to us 9 times, the connection between אברהם and יצחק is very close. בני, בנך, בן, בן, again and again. But he now come and say to יצחק, I want to pay what I promised to הקדוש ברוך הוא. If you want, you can help me. If not, tell me. I promise, you not promise. What I want to show you to הקדוש ברוך הוא, what I want to feel in the moment when I put the knife of your neck, you not my son, what you? Na'ar. Na'ar is mean, it's not I miss the feeling. Na'ar is mean, I give back to הקדוש ברוך הוא. If he's bni, I give my son to Hashem. I don't give my son to Hashem. He's na'ar. I give back what belongs to Hashem. You want to walk with me? And Yitzchak say, Abba, give me end. We walk together. וילכו שניהם יחדיו. In the moment, when אברהם אבינו want to שויכת, יצחק, מלאך השם, say, אברהם, אברהם, אל תשלח ידך אל הנער. If he say, אל תשלח ידך אל בנך, if he say, אל תשלח ידך אל אברהם, אל יצחק, אברהם אבינו definitely will שויכת יצחק. Because he will feel this is also shtick, what the Satan, what the evil make to him all the time. He's taken 3 days to travel to Aramoria. Chazal ask, why 3 days? He's very close. Why need 3 days? Because the Satan make many construction all the way. All the time, he tried to stop him. It's from this reason when he heard the word, Al tishlach yadcha el hanar. This is only code between Abraham and Yitzchak. He knows this is from Hashem. Exactly same happened by Chana. Chana say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what happened? Everybody say, you create me with room and I don't have children. It means because me, Chilul Hashem take place. We talk about this in the end of the summer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me son, give me child, and I will show this is not my child, this is your child. I promise you, I finished to nurse the baby. I take my baby to you, to the Mishkan in Shiloh. And what the Pasuk say? When Chana bring, what we read this in Rosh Hashanah, when Chana bring Shmuel to Shiloh, what she say? El hanar hazeh itpalalti. What does it mean, El hanar hazeh? He's only 2 years old. Nar. Nar represent, I don't give you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I give back what belongs to you. Exactly same by Miriam. What Miriam say to Amram, Gdol Ador, Abba, what happened to you? You worry from Paro? Because he say, Kol HaBen HaElod HaErot HaShlichu. And you separate yourself from him and everybody following after you. How you do this? And he say, I make mistake. And he come back to him, and who born? Moshe Rabbeinu. And what the Pasuk say? Vatiftach, vatireh, vihinei, nar boche. Nar boche is 3 months old. Nar represent every time is not mine. Is you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we have this kind of feeling, everything what we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us. And we need to use this in the right way. It's not I create and I build and I do as mine. No. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives this to me. All the perspective of the wife, all the perspective of the life get completely different. From this reason, Moray v'Rabotai, come the Arizal and say, Erev Yom Kippur, he say, Kodesh Baruch Hu have special name. All the year, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Abba. Avinu Malkeinu, Ava Rachaman. Erev Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu get new title. Ima. This is what the Arizal come and say. Ima, Erev Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is mean? Arizal come and say, We know, Erev Yom Kippur, we go to the shul early, before Shkiat HaChama. We start the fast early, and also we put talis, and we say broche on the talit. Because we cannot say bracha on the talit when this is night time. Only in the day we can say broche on the talit. Kama Arizal and say, Erev Yom Kippur, we not say bracha on the talit. It's not our talit. It's talit she'ula. We borrow this talis. It's not our talit. עד כאן דברי הארי. What is mean? פילפלוין. Baby. 7 months old. 9 months old. He sleep well afternoon with Ima. After both of them wake up, they go to visit. Safta, Saba, the friend. And they walk to the room with many children, with many people. And what everybody do? Everybody takes the baby. It looks so, sweet. And so nice, everyone takes the baby and look of him and shake him, same with Lulev, up, down, and everybody else takes the baby. And you know, everybody look happy to enjoy a few minutes with this baby. One of the people holds the baby in the hand, and the smell, you see, the baby don't smell good. He's meaning to do something. Immediately the eyes try to find who? Him. When he finds Ima, immediately he runs to Ima and he gives the baby to Ima. And what Ima do first, he smell if he really is so bad, if yes or not. And if it's yes, what she do, she start to, it's like the diaper and she clean him and she talk to him. She say to him how he's nice, how he's sweet, and et cetera, et cetera. Come Chazal and say, Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, we smell bad. Nobody want to have us. Nobody want to talk to us. Nobody want to have us in his hand. And only Ima, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is Ima, want to take us, want to have us in his hand. And first HaKadosh Baruch Hu smell if he really is so bad, what people say, maybe not. And if yes, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to us, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to us, what the Pasuk say, וזרקתי עליכם, מים טהורים, ותיארתי אתכם מכל תומותיכם, ומכל גילוליכם, אתאר אתכם, הקדוש ברוך הוא, change the diaper, and he clean us, and he take the talis, and this is the talis, עוד בילות הקדוש ברוך הוא, זה talis of ערב יום כיפור, והוא עוטף אותנו עם הטלית. This would the Arizal come and say. Is ערב יום כיפור, הקדוש ברוך הוא is not only אבא, הקדוש ברוך הוא is also what? אמא. Every אמא, likes the children. Every Abba yachas to the children, love the children. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Erev Yom Kippur is Ima and Abba together, we don't need to worry from anything. We need only to show to Ima and Abba what every Ima Abba want from the children to stay together, to give shoulder to each other, to help to each other. This is what every Ima and Abba want. 95% of the people who wrote Tzava'ah to the children, somebody wrote this in one of the books, I read this, he wrote also, please don't fight about anything. Stay together. Help to each other. When somebody needs more help, give him help. It's a Kodesh Baruch who wants for us only one thing. He said to us, my children, soon Yom Kippur take place. No question, this will come very special day for everyone. But don't forget, when you finish the day, you go back home, you change the shoes, please, not same shoes what you have last year. Change the shoes, have new shoes, what you can use is to help to each other, to come close to each other, to give shoulder to each other. If we use this kind of shoes, is Bezat Hashem, with these shoes, we can zoche, to ole la regel, we can make mitzvat aliyah la regel, בהר הקודש, בירושלים. גמר חתימה טובה וכל טוב.